Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome back to the second hour of Love Babs Love Talk on Babs Rawls Ivy. Thanks for tuning in to 103.5 WNHH. And all y'all are listening on Facebook and YouTube and X and wherever else our producer Harry has us live streaming. Welcome and good morning. I'm delighted this morning because I have your name as Rodney. Is it Sean?
Rodney Hill. Sean is my middle name. So,
okay, because you know, I know how black people do. You know, we got names. You know,
we have several names.
Yes, we have the street, the folk, the names that our parents call us and our cousins call us, the names our friends call us in the streets, and then our government name.
In the streets, they call me Hot Rod.
Hot Rod.
Yeah.
I know. There's a story for that. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm good. How's
Yeah,
everything?
I'm good. You know, Rodney, 50 years of hip hop and hip hop music and hip hop culture and movement is still very relevant.
Yeah, hip hop is not, it's not, it's not, it's still young, you
It's
know.
still
And hip hop is a young man's and a young woman's game, you
it
know.
is. It
And that's
is.
why it's always evolving and changing all the time. And you know, hip hop culture and a mindset of hip hop, around the world is never going to get old. You know, it's not going to be dated, you know, because it's a young woman's and a young man's game. The young people push hip hop, you know, forward. It may be some things that we we may not like, or we may not understand, but that's the beauty of it. Because I know when I was coming up, you know, like, why y'all wearing them baggy clothes? You know, your pants sagging, you know, where's your belt? You know, so and it was a lot of things that people didn't understand, but you know, we understood.
Well, I bring this up because you're the executive director of the Rennie Harris Pure Movement American Street Dance Theater, and y'all are performing Nothing But a Word on Tuesday, April 30, at the Schwarzman Center. And the work that y'all are doing is pretty acclaimed, and its roots are in neighborhood street dance. And when I hear street dance, I always think that's like hip hop. That's what I think, because I came up in that time, right? You didn't say street dance, like, oh, hip hop culture out in the street. So, and so you're coming to perform this, and you have a whole dance troupe, that is dedicated to elevating and centering, the art of street dancing. Talk a little bit about how this came about.
Rennie Harris, who was the founder, director, and artistic director of Rennie Harris Pure Movement, he actually, you know, started this company back around, you know, let's say around like 1990, but then around like 1995, the company really, it took off. You know, he was commissioned. It all started because he was commissioned to do a work, and he did it. He's like, wow, I can make this much money, you know, doing this. You know, somebody can commission me at that time to make a dance routine. Oh man, you know. And that's where, you know, where it all started. And the company is celebrating its 30th year anniversary. Company is based out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Rennie, when he started on this, when he started on this journey, he was just like, you know, I want to make sure that I create something that that dedicates itself to, you know, the roots of hip hop and also the education component behind it. You know, not just getting out there, you know, doing a flip or two, and you know, people like, ah, he's all about the education part of it. So this company was, you know, based, started, you know, basing itself around that. And of course, the main stage, the proscenium stage, he made, repertory work that spoke about a lot of things, spoke about, his childhood experiences growing up in North Philadelphia, from family, stuff that was happening in his family, personally, and things that he experienced in the city of Philadelphia. So a lot of his early works were, like that. And actually people used to walk out of his shows, you know what I mean? In the beginning, right? Since then the company has like triumphed, just it took off after like 1995, and the company, toured around the world a few times. I mean, I say around the world, because also two people have never saw hip hop street dance done in the way that he presented it on stage, and I like to say it that way so people can like basically really understand it. Cause when you go see, ballet companies and modern dance companies, you see the storytelling, the pretty gowns and stuff, whatever they wear on stage, you get to see all that stuff. And Rennie Harris Pure Movement American Street Dance Theater does the same thing, except for the, tights and stuff like that. You know what I mean? He tells stories, so when you come and see the show, you can relate to a lot of the things, a lot of the things that you're seeing, on stage.
I like it. So when did you join the company, and when did you become the executive director, and do you dance?
Yes. So I actually, it took me like maybe about five to six years to actually become a company member. So I knew Rennie since I was a child. Everybody knew Rennie. Rennie was on, Rennie used to do a show called One House Street and Dancing on Air. And my Rennie used to be a GQ dancer. And that GQ is a style of dance that's, just prevalent in the city of Philadelphia. Like it never left anywhere. So, and it came from the cha-cha. So my oldest brother was a GQ dancer. Rennie was a GQ dancer. So everybody knew Rennie and the Scanner Boys, his group. And so coming up around that, me dancing and learning GQ and coming pretty good at it, right? I formed my own group, and formed with a lot of different artists, opened up a lot of different shows, and Rennie was hearing about what these young kids from North Philadelphia, because that's where we're from, he started hearing about what these young kids were doing, called the Untouchables, and then he invited us to, in 2000, he invited us to do one of his festivals called the Illadel Festival, Hip Hop Festival, and we came down, we did that, and then he was like, hey, look, if you guys want to learn what I'm doing, because it's different from what y'all are doing, if you want to learn that, and once you learn my work, you can tour, with us, and you can still do your own thing. So I was like, all right, cool, it ain't gonna hurt. So I did that, learned a lot about the Rennie Harris Pure Movement at that time as I went on. And then I started learning about, the history of hip hop, and the education component behind it. And this was around like in 2000. So I came on as a contract, as an associate dancer, basically. If I learn to work, whatever I know, I go out and do. And then I kept doing it. I loved it. I was like, wow, I like both worlds. I like the commercial side, and I like the performing arts side. And I later on became the costume manager, taking care of the costumes, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, I became the road manager, taking care of that. And then I became tour manager. And then now, just like a year, almost 2 years ago, I became the executive director, I was already doing that stuff anyway, because I was already booking shows for the company and helping with fundraising and stuff like that. Because you learn that stuff, in the streets in terms of fundraising, and you got your own group and you're selling, dinners to raise money for costumes and stuff like that, right? And that's how I, and then in 2020, I got my master's degree from my real life experiences. So for those that don't know, like if you've been doing something in the field for a very long time and you've been successful at it, if a program will bring you in because they can benefit from that because you're already on the ground doing the work. That accredited university can bring you into their program, and then you can complete the program and you'll have your master's. So that happened for me in 2020, and it's all because of two. I would say it's by God, but it's all because of this company too. And also giving myself some credit doing the groundwork before I got into this company. So I don't. I still teach. I still lecture for the company, but I don't dance on stage with the company. I don't do the concert dance. Right? I'm 49 years
And
old.
why is that?
I'm 49 years old. Things like, the oils. You know what I mean? You got to get the oils. But I would say, two weeks ago, we celebrated our 30th anniversary. We are a resident company now at Penn Live Arts, which is the Annenberg Theater in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we had our 30th year anniversary where Rennie did a retrospective of all of the work that the company has done through the years. So you're talking about from the 90s all the way up to present. It was a really great show. Show was 2 hours. So I performed in the first half of the show because we did the old repertory. And man, oh, let me tell you.
You're
Oh,
still recovering. You're still
I,
recovering.
listen, I just recovered a week ago. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I
and
understand.
a lot of it come from muscle memory, just muscle memory.
The body
So,
has memory. Athletes will tell you all the
yes.
time.
It does. It does. And you know what? It kicked in because my cousin Brady Hill, who was in a company back, we came in the company together because we danced together. And he looked over at me and said, "Cuz, like, how you remembering all this stuff?" And I'm saying the same thing to him, but I was like, I turned around, looked at him, I said, "It's muscle memory." I said, "Man, plus I'm invested, you know." So, I'm still around it,
I love it. How big is the organization? How big is the company? How many dancers do you have? And
yeah,
how
so
do you take in members?
great question. So, between both companies, we have around maybe like 30 something dancers between both companies, and then we have like maybe 15 associate members, and associate members are people who are not really in the company, but they know the work. And then if we need something or need some extra, we're bringing them in. And then what was your next question? How do we find a
How,
dancer?
yes, how do you do dancers find you? Do they submit,
Yeah.
like Ailey and the Harlem Dance,
Yeah,
Harlem,
man. Yeah.
the th Dance Theater of Harlem? People
Yeah.
apply and they go and they take classes and then they get invited to be part of the company. Do you have the same kind of routine?
Our process is different. This is hip hop. So our process is different. And I like Rennie's process. And basically it's like, other dancers bring other dancers in. You know what I
Okay.
mean? Like they may refer somebody or something like that. Or mainly like if I'm somewhere and I see, a dancer or something like that, I would bring the dancer in and push it over to Rennie and say, "Hey, check this person out. I think that'd be a perfect fit." We don't have auditions. I think the last time we had auditions was like maybe like almost 7 years ago. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So people tend to stay in this company for a very long time, and commit themselves. So yeah, that's how we find our dancers, you know.
So you come to the Schwartzman Center, you're performing on April 30th. What can we expect? Because the title is nothing, what, nothing but the word, nothing.
Yeah, it's called Nothing But a Word. So you know how like someone says, you know how you say, I'm gonna go to the party and I'm gonna turn that party out. You're like,
You
you
ain't
ain't
said
nothing
nothing
but
but a
a
word.
word. You ain't saying nothing. Remember on the Five Heartbeats when I think it was Dressing Number Six. He said, "You ain't saying sh hold my cane." So that mentality, you know what I mean, is like the mentality of nothing but a word. But here's the twist: Rennie, that mentality that Rennie is taking, that approach is mainly for the presenters that are holding stake in hiring these companies, especially like street dance theater companies like ours to come in and perform. Because the first thing, sometimes some of them will say, "Hey, you don't really fit in our season," or they may only bring, you know, two dance companies for the whole year, and then it's like, you know what I mean? So it's like Rennie developed this Nothing But a Word to fit into any season. You know, you can put it anywhere. It can go up against anything. Like if you got a Bali company that, you know, that you brought in during that season, you can bring us in the same season because, you know, the way Nothing But a Word presents itself, you know, so with that, the challenge is how does these dancers push through, navigate through the music. And the challenge that they have to face on a proscenium stage, you know what I'm saying? Because in street dance culture, you know, when we dance out on the outside, you know, it's all of the whole mentality is different. But then when you got to come on stage, you know, there's another challenge, right, that you have to face. And that's why I really, you know, call it nothing but a word, you know. So we you know, one of the pieces that we dance off is Al Jarreau, or one of his classes called Round and Round, you know what I mean? And that's like a jazzy type music, right? But the dancers are doing all this amazing footwork off of this particular music. And it's a challenge for them because the style of dance that they're doing is like footwork, mixed with like a lot of house movement. You know what I mean? So, and there's a challenge there. And when some people come in to learn it, they're like, "Oh man, like, you know, I know these movements, I know these house movements and these hip hop movements, but I've never quite done it like this up against this type of music." And I gotta do this certain movement across the stage, upstage, downstage. So it's a challenge there. So that's why, you know, he calls it nothing but a word, you know. And Nothing But a Word has been touring for over 5 years. Everywhere we go, it changes. So what we're doing here at Yale, when we did it at our last show, it was different. So we had changed two pieces or one pieces, and it, you know, and it works. So his thing is to keep growing this repertory, you know what I mean? So we can do it. And that's one of the ways too how we figured out, because, you know, in the streets we figure it out. That's how we figured out how to survive in this climate, and, you know, in the dance world. So
So, will you be teaching a class too? Because
yes.
Yale has got a beautiful dance. I don't know if you're here now, or if you've come to visit already, but you know they've got a beautiful dance theater, a dance studio. So, will you run some classes for students, like, or do you just
Yeah.
come and do your thing and you out?
No. No, we have a hip hop class that's being taught on the 28th, and I believe it starts around 11, I want to say 11:30. Yeah, 11:30. We have it, and that's right at the Schwarzman Center, it's right in there. And then we teach a class on Monday, the 29th, at I think it's a high school.
A high school, I would imagine. Yeah.
So every time we tour, we always do education outreach where we teach a class or we do educational lecture demonstrations. In the community. So we're not just coming there just to dance, you know what I'm saying? So we always make sure there's some kind of education outreach component attached to the main public performance. So we are teaching two classes.
So, I mean, as an executive director, I mean, you have to be concerned about the artistic quality of what you're doing, but you also have to be concerned about how you're going to pay for this, how you're going to pay for these, how you're going to pay these dancers, a wage that they stay committed to you, and talk about the business side of things and what that looks like.
I mean, so for us, we we've been around for a long time, so we expect a certain amount of artist fee. And when we and how we build the right artist fee for us is we Rennie, who's the artistic director and founder, he says, look, this is what we need. And as the executive director, which you want to pay people and you also want to bring money back to the company, you know what I'm saying? So the company can sustain and keep navigating if we need things, So we'll talk about the financial part of it, and then we'll say, okay, here's our base fee. And then that base fee, we're able to do payroll, pay everybody what they want, and we're able to bring something back to the company so we can keep sustaining. You know what I mean? Because it's not like we're out on a road every month. You see what I'm saying? We're not like, we don't have a show every month. So we want to make sure that we, manage ourselves with making sure that we are asking for a fee that can continue to push us forward.
Now, is this your full-time commitment, or do you work in other artistic arenas?
Man, it's hip hop. We do everything under the sun.
Are you a musician too?
No, have you read my bio?
No, they didn't send it to
We
me.
didn't send it to you. Okay, it's not your fault. No, it's fine, but that's a great question. So let me say this, and then I'm gonna say a little bit about myself. So a lot of the dancers, that we I only can speak for us. A lot of the dancers that we hire, a lot of them, have other jobs that's within dance. So they're teaching, some of them are professors, and them being professors and adjunct professors, they, where they, these universities where they work, they will allow them to take off and travel because their university benefits from that. You know what I'm saying? And some of them are like just full-time, teachers, and teacher educators in the school system as well. And like teaching artists as well. So, and then we have some dancers that are, a nurse and they dance. Their job is just like flexible, right? For me, this is 90% for me. This is my main job. I also am a councilman where I live at. I ran in 2020 and
I used
so
to
I'm
be
a
a
councilman.
councilwoman here.
Yeah, see, so if you've been living in the area for more than 10 years, you can't just live in the area. You got to invest in the area. So my investment in my community was like, let me be in the community. Let me serve the people, find some way to be in the community in that way. So yeah, I'm a councilman. And I teach and I lecture, with dance. So those are my jobs, that I
That's
have.
a lot.
Yeah. But you know, when you come, so you know, a lot of things in hip hop was always done out of survival. You know what I mean? So for us, you know, you start looking at it as a survival, and you start looking at it as a lifestyle. You know, multitasking. You know, if you know, some people, it's a DJ. We have dancers that are DJs on the side, and they're out every weekend DJing. You know what I'm saying?
DJs are like their own celebrity,
yeah,
right?
They own celebrity. they their own everything. You know what I'm saying? Entrepreneur. You know, if you're a DJ and you know what you're doing, you can be out every weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Working. So yeah. So to answer that question, yeah. So I'm here. Plus, I'm a councilman, and I teach, and I lecture. So,
that's a pretty full schedule.
Yeah, you know, and Rennie Harris, he teaches at UC Boulder. He's a professor there, and then if he's not teaching. Well, while he's teaching, he's also set work on other companies. So you mentioned Ivan Ailey. So he put like three works on the Ivan Ailey company, and some numerous other companies as well. And it's funny you brought up Dance Theater Harlem, because I had a meeting with them last week about him setting the work on them as well. So yeah, so that's him. Like everything with him is just dance. Keeping himself invested, and Rennie reads a lot too. Like he, you know, and I'm not sure if you're going to come to the show.
I will be away.
Yeah.
I'm going
okay,
to
you'll
miss
be away.
it,
Okay.
Which I'm bummed because I wanted to see it.
Yeah, I would love to have had you see the show, because you would walk away looking at hip hop dance differently, you know, from like how you imagine it in your mind. And that's the thing that I want people to take away from this. Not really that I really want people to take away from it what they want to take away from it, put it like
mm-hmm.
that. But the other thing is, you know, even like seeing it through a different lens, in a way that Rennie Harris presents it. You see what I'm saying? He presents it in a very unique way. All of the movement that he does and all of his work is not mixed with jazz, or it's not mixed with any of this stuff. It's all hip hop music. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, it's all hip hop street dance, you know, and social dance as well. You know, he just pushes the envelope and do it in a way where you're like, oh, wow, wait a minute. Was that just the whip? That was the name of it. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So it's like he does
did
it.
Just,
so,
did you just age me?
Huh?
Did you just
No.
age me with the whip? You just aged me.
No. Like, I'm just saying, like, because I do it, like, it messes me up. Like, when Rennie creates something, I try not to see it until it's complete. I want to be surprised, and the dancers will be doing something. Like, hold up. Did they just do Cabbage Patch? Oh wow, that was, I like how he, you know, integrated that mixed with this. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, people, my whole thing is I want people to walk away from this telling their own stories. You
okay.
know. Yeah.
Have you ever been to New Haven before? Will this
yeah.
be your first trip?
No, I've been to New Haven. Yeah.
Don't say the 80s. Recent.
No,
like.
No. Not just recently. Like, what college is out there? Where's Wesleyan?
In Middletown. So
that's
just
the
up
middle.
the road. Just up the road from us.
Wesleyan.
About 40 minutes.
I was in, it was another one. It was in, I was, we were there about 2 years ago. We've done so many gigs, but I know we were there around like 2 years ago.
Okay. All right.
At another, because they have a lot of different universities in that area. So we've done them, or we went up and taught some workshops, like did a residency and so forth and so on. Yeah. So New Haven is beautiful. Like
it is. It's very pretty now. The the cherry blossoms are blooming, so I think they'll still be around when you arrive. So consider that our welcoming gift to you.
I can't wait. You know, can't wait to get off the
and
train
and get pizza, because you know we are. This is a pizza war town, so
yes.
Make sure that Schwartzman people get you some good pizza, not the pizza they make, but pizza from around town.
I'm going to let them know that you said get us some pizza.
You make sure he's like Bab said, we need good pizza.
Yeah.
And then you'll thank me later.
Okay, I'll send you an email.
Send me an email, like Babs. I like the pizza. I didn't like the pizza. Yeah, I'll whisper to them too. I'll be like, make sure they get good pizza. I'll tell them over there. I'm good friends with them. I like what they're doing at the Schwartzman Center. This is why I'm so delighted that they're bringing you, because it just adds to their commitment to bringing interesting artistic expression to New Haven and to Yale University.
So. Yeah, I mean, shout out to Jennifer Newman, who's the
She's a powerhouse, that one.
Let me tell you something. She's the presenter there. And you know how you speak to somebody and you can feel their energy through the phone?
Yeah.
Like, I felt her energy through the phone. And then when I met her, I felt the same, like, met her in person, because she came down to see us perform in New York the other week at the Joyce Theater. And it was the same great energy. And then I didn't even know that she danced in The Lion King. You know what I mean? I was like, wow, that blew me away too, you know? It's good to see one of our own being a presenter at Yale. And so that's a good thing.
She is good people.
Yeah,
and
I'm glad
she is about it.
Yeah, I'm glad she brought us in, and we want to continue the relationship. And we were referred to her by remember I mentioned earlier, our home theater is Penn Live Arts in Philadelphia, Annenberg Center, which is on the University of Penn campus. We were referred by Mark, who's the assistant director there. He referred us to Jennifer, which I appreciate him for that. So
well then good, because then you'll get on their calendar and hopefully you'll come back again next year. So
yeah. So just so the station 103.5 FM, y'all play what a lot of R&B, or is
no, we don't. We are primarily a community. We are a community based radio talk radio station. We have a couple of people who play music.
Okay.
So before the pandemic, when I was actually in studio, I'd talk and play music. But after the pandemic, I just never went back to the studio. I stayed in this format because it's just easier for me and for guests. So I stayed in it. So it's hard to play music because we live stream it all over the place. And some places we'll cut it off because,
Yeah. I got
all
it.
That.
You know, what's funny, you mentioned the pandemic. Rennie Harris Pure Movement, we were already doing what people started to do when the pandemic happened, which they took everything online. And we were already online, doing lectures, workshops, all of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Way before this happened. It's funny when these theaters started to do it, I was just laughing, like they don't have no idea. Like, they don't, you know what I mean? They just don't even understand. Like, we've been doing this way before them. You know, Rennie was ahead of the game, 10 years ago when Skype was out. Remember Skype?
Yes. People still Skype, don't they?
They still Skype. Yeah, and MySpace and all that stuff. Yeah, Ben was doing that. Online. So we can't wait. I want the people of New Haven to know, the all of the students at Yale to know that we're coming to tear down that stage in a good way. The only way
okay,
we
don't get them people nervous.
Yeah, the only way we know how to perform is we, you know, it's our slogan is go hard or go home.
Okay.
And we're going to come and we're going to bring it. You know, we're going to bring it.
Well, I am sorry that I'm going to miss it. The Rennie Harris Peer Movement American Street Dance Theater. They will be performing Nothing But a Word on Tuesday, April 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the Schwartzman Center. So you can go to the Schwartzman Center website and see what you have to do to go see this thing. But
Yep.
everything that they do at the Schwartzman is free. So it just might mean you just drop your name in the registration and go head on. So
yeah, and people love free, you know. You know, one thing I want to say too, a lot of people, you know, they use the term, oh, street, you know. For some people that are listening, you know, right now around the globe, you know, right now, I don't want you to take that term literally, like, oh, they live on the street, you know. Like, no, everything is just that everything we learn and that we do and we continue to do is outside of a dance studio.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, yes. So plain and simple.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah.
And when you come, enjoy my city.
Yeah.
All right.
Make sure you raise the flag for us when we come.
Oh, you'll see it. They'll treat you right at the Schwartzman Center. Trust me, they will. So
yeah.
Take good care, Mr. Okay. Hill. It was lovely talking to you.
All right, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, Harry Jones, it's Friday, and we are out. Thank you all for a wonderful week of conversation. I had some amazing guests this week. I'll be back on Monday, and I'll recap my weekend. And I got guests on Monday, I'm sure. I'm sure of it.